Strengthening Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Well, good morning and welcome to We Sing Our Faith. And as promised, a very special episode live today. I actually have two guests with me today, so you may hear a little voice in the background. We have a little foster child that we've spoken about for the past, oh my goodness, few months. But my main guest today is Kurt Carrick, my incredible husband of 41 years. And what a blessing it is to have Kurt with us today. Welcome, Kurt.
I'm really happy to be here. I thought you just watched, cleaned the clothes and did the dishes and everything when I left for work, but I come to find out she has this whole other life.
Oh, he's being modest. This is a very special Father's Day episode. And so remember today, we want to hear your calls. And that call-in number today is 1-877-757-9424. And I'd love to take your calls, as would Kurt. And the music that we have that we're going to take our journey with today is beautiful. The first one, in fact, we're going to go to a song very quickly right here at the beginning, because our Father in heaven is Father to us all. So we're going to first give God the honor and glory this morning as I have the privilege of singing for you the Lord's Prayer. Then we're going to come back and talk. Love singing that one. It's one of those pieces that just reminds us of the beauty of God in our life as our Father. And, you know, so many of the lines of that prayer that really are ones for us to think about, both as our Heavenly Father and in many ways our earthly Father, that phrase, give us this day our daily bread. How many times have you thought about, you know, being the provider in our family, that you bring us our daily bread?
Well, you've done pretty well for yourself, too. I like to tell people that I married money, but we actually worked very hard together on our household budget. But yes, oftentimes. And, you know, it ties directly into our Father in heaven and then our dads in heaven. Both of our fathers have passed. And,
yeah.
in ways unknowing to us, I'm sure they're providing us bread still today.
I love that, the image of dads in heaven. And we're going to talk about them a little bit later in the episode. But I think of the dads out there who heroically, you know, they do these heroic things every day, getting up and going to work, providing for families. In that Lord's Prayer, we hear, give us this day our daily bread. And it is a daily effort that each of us, we experience that. But I think in very particular ways, dads have a way of doing that. I remember my dad getting up early, you know, being raised in Michigan as a young kid. And in the wintertime, oh my gosh, like the early mornings. And I know your dad did this too, to get up, make sure that the driveway was clear of snow so that you could get out to the roads. And just, you know, those heroic moments of just being a dad. And one of the artists whose music we share fairly often, Marie Ballette. And I love the way that Marie approaches her song, One Heroic Moment. And, you know, a little bit ago, we were hearing Debbie and Adam talk about the dangers of, you know, going and stopping off for a drink after work with, you know, one of the coworkers, maybe of the opposite gender. But I would agree, too, that, you know, stopping off after work and having a drink instead of coming home, maybe there's a time to not do that, you know.
Like Monday through Friday. Don't do it.
You know, come home. Be the... That's right. I think our little guy is in agreement.
He demands full attention after work, so we try to provide that.
He does demand full attention. There's you know, the little ones that God has blessed us with, and that beauty of living a heroic life, of being family. And so I want to go to her song next, this beautiful song, One Heroic Moment with Marie Ballette.
Is him that a man can work so long. He didn't know till he had mouths to feed he could ever be that strong. The alarm goes off and in disbelief he pulls it from the shell, and he thinks how he'd give anything to just be somewhere. But in one heroic moment, he lifts his sleepy head, and with both his eyes still closed, he sits up in the bed, and reaching for the light, he prays, today please be with me. I know that this is nothing compared with Calvary. The work days pass with only aggravation to be had. What can a man look forward to when he's had a week like that? There's a place downtown with lots of laughs and noisy company, and Joe says let's hit happy hour, the first round is on me. But in one heroic moment he says I'm heading home, and they tease, come on, a man deserves his nights out on his own. Heroic moment in an ordinary day. and he reaches for them all as he turns off the TV. The burden here is sweet compared with Calvary. Yes, the burden here is sweet compared with Calvary.
You know, that one, it's funny when you think of that little phrase that she has sung throughout the song about, you know, the comparative of Calvary, that it could be, you know, taken in a thing like, oh, you know, poor me, but that's not what it's intended. You know, the beauty of picking up our cross, the beauty of carrying a beautiful cross. I mean, the cross that Christ carried was difficult, and it was ugly, and it was deadly, but eventually gave life because of what he was willing to do. And when I think of the man that I'm married to, I'm very blessed in that the crosses that he's carried over the years, you know, being a when we first were married, an active duty army man, you know, active duty soldier, we began our family together with our two daughters in Germany. And I've shared in previous episodes the loss of two little boys that we had, two infants that we lost in the womb. And then we had our son, Paul, after we moved back here to the States. And I think of the times that Kurt has given up a lot to be a husband and to be a dad, and the way that he has done that so beautifully for us, to provide for us as family, and not just providing the physical things. That's been, you know, we've never worried. We've always had what we've needed. But what he's provided, in the sense that I think is equally, if not more important, has been the emotional care for us and the spiritual care. And I'm going to give him a few minutes to talk a little bit about what it feels like to be a dad raising two daughters, and raising a son, and then taking on the responsibility of a little person in our life now. Where does your strength come from for all of that?
Well, it does come from the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and from my experiences and prayers that I have with other people in my life and those that I know around the country that we've met together. But in all fairness, if I could have a do-over on my 20s, I would like to have been a much better person then. But I've learned as we've gone. But to be intimately involved with little people that God has allowed you to create as a couple is probably the biggest gift I've experienced.
That, and the beauty, we talked about that briefly yesterday on Morning Joy, that when we look at the beauty of married love, you know, on Father's Day, you know, fathers come in many shapes and sizes, you know, very, you know, all different emotions and personalities and you know, people types. But the beauty of fatherhood, when it's truly lived in God's grace, is that when man and woman marry, and, you know, we're in the month of June still, so marriage, but the fruit of that marriage is new life. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to have that new life, you know, I've heard that shared in homilies around the country, that when you're, you know, when two people get married, you know, husband and wife join together as one in God's beautiful command of that marriage. 9 months later, you name that love, you know, and we've named our love Adel and Heidi and Paul and, you know, and Timmy and Clancy, our little saints in heaven. And, you know, and then to have the beauty of life change at this point after 41 years of marriage and having adult children. Would you share the story of when you felt we needed to be open again?
Oh, absolutely. he calls us to be there for others, and especially when we are needed the most. But for a series of about 7 months, I had been having these dreams of our children when they were younger and our family. You know, you can, as you grow older, you can become a little more selfish because your kids are grown and you have grandparent time. And but this longing that was created through these dreams to know my children again as small people, as little people, and to be able to love and care for somebody like that, because they're all adults. We call them chidults, and they've got kids they're dealing with. And it prepared my heart to be open to doing that again. I'm 61 years old. I never would have. Actually, I didn't think I'd live past 40, but 61 years old, and the opportunity to take care of somebody who needed a dad and a mom until their family situation could get better, or until he is adopted, was made clear through to me. We had to do it, and I was able to kind of jump in when we were asked. And it wasn't one of those moments where we said, you know, we really need to talk about this. I just did that kind of that 20-year-old dad thing. Said, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. And here we are.
It's beautiful. And for those who are listening today who maybe didn't hear what happened in January, we had the privilege of becoming foster parents. And as the wife of our coupleness, I don't know that I would have reached out to say, hey, let's do this. Let's be foster parents to an 8-week-old infant. And so that was in January. And now this little guy will, this month, he will be 8 months old. And, you know, to have had him this whole time, it's been a gift to look back on the early years of our parenting and to look at those early years of fatherhood and to see the beautiful love that my husband has for this baby. And you never know when God is calling you to just simply be a parent again to a little. And you know, that's gonna take us to our next, it's gonna take us to our next song. Kara Klein Obrey, just an amazing woman of faith. And the way that she writes music is just such a gift. And when she wrote the song Simply Father, you know, she's talking about God our Father. You know, have you really counted each and every hair upon my head? Like, you know, we hear in scripture how intimate God wants to be with each and every one of us. And yet, you know, he is God Almighty. You know, he is creator. He is all of these names of this omnipotent God who is, you know, he is everything. He has created everything. He is all power, all knowing, all everything. And yet when we look at it in his most simple name for each and every one of us, he is our Father. He is our Father in heaven. He cares intimately about each and every one of us, just as our earthly fathers are called to intimately care for each and every one of us as we grow from littles into adulthood. And so wherever you are listening today, I hope you are blessed. As we hear now Kara Klein Obrey sing for us her beautiful song, Simply Father.
Every shadow, every line upon your face. Speak your voice. Is it loud or is it soft? Or do you seem like a holler in the night? Or a whisper through the trees? That's calling me. Are you ruler? Are you king? Are you master? Are you friend? Have you really counted each and every hair upon my head? Magnificent Lord of lords, all-knowing author for me. Just be simply Father. that brushes over me throughout my day. Do you see every heart? That the kind of maker you are, oh, ruler and king, beginning and end. At evening, will you still count each hair upon my head? Hear this orphan's cry, let it rise to your altar for me.
I love it. I love her voice. I love her heart. And that reminder that God, our Father, truly is that for us. And then on a weekend like this, that we have the joy and the privilege of celebrating Father's Day, my dad, I've always referred to him as Daddy. It doesn't matter that I'm 60. He's still Daddy. He passed in 2020. In right in the middle of the pandemic, and it was the saddest time because there was such separation. He was in the hospital, had had a heart attack, and we couldn't even be with him in those final, you know, that final couple of days of his life. And, you know, trying to do this by Zoom from an intensive care unit in a hospital was crazy. And to have that, to have him not with us now physically here, but yet to know that he is still Daddy. He's just doing it from heaven now. It's the most amazing thing. And, you know, if you have a story to share today about your dad, we would love to hear it. The call-in number is 877-757-9424. 877-757-9424. When we think about those times in life where our dads are simply our simply father, right, daddies, and we've got some amazing music to come back with for the second half. But before we go to our break, again, I think of those times in our life where my husband and I have had such a joy of raising these three amazing human beings, two daughters, which I'm pretty sure tested the will and tested the the strength. How was it to raise daughters?
You got to be on all the time because there's always a way that they'll find to manipulate you into either doing something that you wouldn't otherwise do or allowing them to do something that they really shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Love them, and you love them on this extreme level that it's like, oh yeah, sure, we can do that, but you know, you just have to be on your toes.
Uh-huh. And this is why I did not have him on for the Mother's Day episode, because we've also raised a son together. And I would have no idea what that feels like, to have a son able to kind of worm his way into my heart to let me know that he, you know, is, you know, that guy. But it's been prayer. Like, it truly has been prayer. One of the prayers that we have prayed throughout our life is called the family prayer. And, you know, really inviting God into every moment of our day. When we have prayed together as a couple for our kids, we have done that. And to watch a father pray for his children, it's an amazing thing. Like, he will literally, you know, make the sign of the cross on them when they were littles. When our daughter Adel was only 2 and diagnosed as a diabetic in Germany, and the way that he would pray with her, and then after the prayer, if the blood sugars were a little too high, he would be the one that would walk her around the block.
We would run 3 o'clock in the morning. People thought I was nuts with this little girl just running through the neighborhood.
Yeah, dropping those blood sugars to a normal level. So, it's an amazing thing to parent together. So when we come back for the second half, we've got some music to share about each of our dads and a bit more on what it means to really be parenting at a point in life where we weren't expecting to do this with a little again. But again, on the second half, we'd love to take your calls. Again, that number is 877-757-9424. And we are here to take your calls. And when we come back, we're going to hear some one more beautiful piece by Marie Billette, one by Chris Mulia, and a couple from me, your host of We Sing Our Faith, Julie Carrick.
The month of June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. O Most Holy Heart of Jesus, Fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with a lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Protect me in the midst of danger. Comfort me in my afflictions. Give me health of body, assistance in my temporal needs. Your blessings on all that I do, and the grace of a holy death. Within your heart I place my every care. In every need, let me come to you with humble trust, saying, Heart of Jesus, help me. Amen.
I didn't take my faith seriously, which probably means I never really got it to begin with. No, I didn't want to give up sin. I mean, the reason we sin is because sin is fun. But it's self-love sin. But it's amazing with God's grace how easy trying to not sin it really is.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Hi, I'm Adam Bly, here with Debbie Giorgiani from The Spirit World.
Do you love your father? Has your father hurt you, abandoned you, or has he been there supporting and guiding you your whole life?
Our relationship with our earthly father is central to who we are, and our relationship with our heavenly father is central to all of creation.
So for Father's Day weekend, call into The Spirit World and ask your questions about what it means to be a father, spiritually.
Listen on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
We are back for part 2. And as promised, the music for the second part is going to be just lovely. Before we go to the first song of part 2, though, this was one of those songs. It's not one that I wrote, but we had a privilege in recording it. And the reason that I recorded it is it's my dad's favorite song. And I remember as a young person, we would be singing this at church and he would get tears in his eyes. Like, he would just get tears. And talking about the love of God our Father, and the song is called Only a Shadow. And he said, you know, no matter how much as a dad I think I'm showing the love for my children, my love that I give for you is only a shadow of the love that God our Father is giving. And it totally changed the way that that song's meaning was. Like, because it was written that the love that we have, you know, it changed it for me. And so a few years ago when we were working on one of the projects of hymns, and we wanted to take the beauty of this song, Only a Shadow, and record it, it was really to honor Daddy. And so we're going to start off this part of the show honoring my dad, Thaddeus Adel, and with his favorite song, Only a Shadow, and then we're going to come back and chat a bit.
The love I have for you, oh Lord, is all.
that last line, we will meet face to face, and then to know that that he has met his Lord, and you know, to know that I really do hope and pray that Daddy was welcomed beautifully into heaven right away. I mean, we know that purgatory is a thing. We know that all of us have to be prepared to meet our Lord, but when I know in my heart of hearts and in the proof of the way that Daddy lived his life, bringing each and every one of his 7 kids to the Lord, what a man of faith. What an incredible man of faith. I remember after dinner each evening, he would take a chapter from the Bible. And I don't know that we read it the most productive way, but he was a German engineer, and you started at the beginning and you worked your way through. So we began with Genesis and we read a chapter every night until we went all the way through the book of Revelation. But we would read a chapter a night and then talk about it. And then we would pray the rosary as a family. I mean, we did that every night. And, you know, there are a lot of families who send in prayer requests praying that their kids will come back to the faith. And out of 7 children that my parents raised, all of us, to a certain degree, are living the faith. A couple of my siblings have struggled. One in particular has really struggled with addiction, and she's allowed me to share some of her story. And so even in her way, she tries to live the faith. But I believe it was that foundation that has really taught us and has helped us to be living our Catholic faith. And to realize that as a dad, you know, he really did a good job of that. And for my husband, I'm very, very grateful that he's been a man of faith. We have 3 adult children, and all of them are living their faith. And, you know, was Kurt a perfect father? I don't know if there's such a thing as a perfect father.
It wouldn't have been me.
But he gave the best that he had, which was giving his faith to his children. What was that like to watch your littles baptized? And then the different sacraments. What do you feel like as a dad when you know that you had that part in their life?
Well, it's a lot more than just checking a box. You know, it's seeing the beginning of my kids' relationship with Christ in tangible form. Mm-hmm. And only in the Catholic faith and our church will you see that and experience that. Those tangibles, those touchstones in our sacraments. And having grown up in a kind of a non-practicing Catholic home, our most common prayer was, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. And, you know, our refrigerator was our tabernacle until I became, I was actually invited to go to catechesis with a guitar player friend of mine whose mom was a very outgoing, and she said, get in the car, you're Catholic, you're going to CCD classes, and that things changed. I met your grandmother and your mom at the church, and things changed for me as a Catholic because I had to, because my guitar player's mom was on me, but she knew that I would take off, and my relationship from that point forward, you know, my life wasn't perfect. Like I said, I'd redo my 20s again if I could, just up for you. But going forward, I was more open and knowing and able to hear the rustlings of the Lord's voice in the trees and in the homilies and in the readings at Mass. And that became a central part of my life.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And that's going to take us to our next song. I love this. It's the one more from Marie Bellet today. When you think about what it means to be a daddy and how important that is, the best thing we can do as a daddy, if you're listening today, be with your kids, be with your family, be that living example of Christ in the house, and then that draws them into the church. So from Marie Bellet, He is a Daddy.
Who is that man sitting there at my table? He's a vision of ready and willing and able, the subject of many a legend or fable. He is a daddy. He gets a look in his eye that says, don't even try. He is the calm in the midst of the riot. He is a daddy. There's nobody stronger and nobody tougher than the man who holds court every night here at supper. 'Cause every day he pays the ultimate price. He's a soldier for love, he's a lover for life. Yes, he is a daddy. And I knew him back when his manners were mild, when his car was still clean and his clothes were in style, before he lost all shame for the sake of that child. Before he was a daddy. No, there's nobody stronger and nobody tougher than the man who holds court every night here at supper. 'Cause every day he pays the ultimate price. He's a soldier for love, he's a lover for life. Yes, he what's right, and he'll force you to stand, and he'll teach you to fight. Then he'll hold you close all through the dark, stormy night. 'Cause he is a daddy. He is a daddy, daddy.
The joy and privilege of being raised by a daddy. And it's been a joy and a privilege to see our children raised by their daddy. And I'll never forget one of the things when the girls were already in high school and Kurt was involved with their religious education program at the parish, and they needed volunteers to do the retreats. And so he would go do the high school, the high school retreats. And, that was truly.
I broke my wrist on one of those chasing after a child in the middle of the night through the woods.
But to really live the faith, though, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to not just teach it, not just say the words, but to live it. And that's been a beautiful joy and a beautiful privilege to see in my husband with our kids. And When I think of different artists that we've had on over the years, and those who are men and who happen to be married and have kids, Chris Mulia is one of those dads. You know, he is a man that overtly lives his Catholic faith. He truly does. He's got such a beautiful way of living it, of sharing it. And the song that we want to share from Chris today kind of ties in a little bit with what we've been sharing over these past few months, where we've had a foster child, but Chris and his wife witnessed the need of a young woman who was pregnant, not married, obviously very young, and no one was standing with her. And to be a father, sometimes you are called in an unusual way to be that man for someone. And this song, if there are any young women in your life and you know that they are struggling, you know, as a couple, as husband and wife, you can be a parent when it is needed. And that's, this song just was so fitting to share today from Chris Mulia and his amazing song, Will Somebody Stand?
Only 17. Her heart is full of dreams. She was trying to fill the emptiness inside. She's only 17. The world is crashing down and it feels like this is the end of her life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, it's not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away. She's only 17, nowhere to run or hide. Escape the condescending fight. She's only 17. This is gonna make or break her. Set her free or haunt her for the rest of life. Will somebody stand? Somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, it's not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her?
That one, I'm telling you, it's that reminder that when life gets hard, when life gets tough, we need our dads, we need the fathers in our lives to be the men that God has created them to be. And just as kind of a challenge for everyone listening today, the world has done such a good job about flipping families, you know, just flipping them into a distorted sense of what God originally created. You know, when we go back to the garden, male and female, he created them. Husband and wife, he created them. And in the beauty of his plan to work with him in procreation, to bring new life into this world, and for the fathers to be the fathers of the households, to be those men of strength, those men to witness the presence of God. And if you have been fortunate in your life to have had a dad, to had a daddy who brought you up in the faith, thank him for it. If you are a dad, you're listening today, and there's stuff that you've done that maybe you feel like you could have done better, today is a fresh day. It's a new start. And the grace and the love that God has to support you with is amazing. And that's going to take us to the top of the hour. The final song today is that simple song, Amazing Grace. And the reason that we're going to have that as our final song today is my father-in-law, the man who raised my husband, Don Carrick, an amazing man. He maybe didn't walk the walk when Kurt was a little guy, but when he came back as a revert to the faith, he came back with such gusto and such amazing, beautiful love. And his favorite song ever written, Amazing Grace, I want to sing that for you now. From your host, Julie Carrick, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved us.
Our faith. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you. Thanks for joining us, Kurt.
Anytime.
is clear, the path is straight and wide. Knowing you and loving you is simple, real and true. I'm living in a shade of grace so clear.
Thank you, Lord, for our new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. We rejoice at his elevation and at the works of your hand through which all good things come. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. Okay, I have a confession to make. I really do not like schedules. Tracking what my family is supposed to do every minute, every hour, knowing where we're supposed to be, I don't even like the word schedule. If you feel the same way about family schedules, you are not alone.
And yet, there does need to be order to our family life. Our God is a God of order. And let's face it, family life can involve a lot of chaos, right? We parents need to assist God in bringing some order out of this chaos. But if you don't like the word schedule, maybe it's because it sounds too industrial for the living reality of messy family life.
What I do like is the word routine. That's what we aim to have in our family, a routine for when to wake up, when we eat, when we study, when we clean, and when we pray. A routine consists of what needs to be done daily, even if the timing or order changes because of life happening.
Talk with your spouse about setting up a routine as part of the family board meeting and visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company and want to explore options that align with your faith and values? There is an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful Catholics that never fund immoral medical services such as abortion and transgender surgeries. Prices start as low as $85 per month for a single and $512 for families. Call 844-719-2356 today or go to joinshs.com, a sponsor of the GRN.
What is a patron saint? The classic professions such as soldiers or doctors have patron saints who represent the ideal of soldiering or doctoring. But we've lost the idea of patron saints because so many of the trades and crafts on which the modern world depends do not have an ideal figure. There's no patron saint of plumbers. G.K. Chesterton says there should be. It would be a revolution, for it would inspire each individual plumber to consider that there really was once a perfect being who did actually plumb. Well, Chesterton says, keep before your eyes the supreme adventure of virtue. If you are brave, think of the man who was braver than you. If you are kind, think of the man who was kinder than you. That is what is meant by having a patron saint.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.